I read in Medrash Bereishis, Ham came to his wife to save her face. For this deed that was perpetrated in the dark, Ham was repaid measure for measure. He emerged from the ark black-skinned, and his descendants are also black forever. On the surface, it appears that having dark skin or black skin is a curse. Is this so? Are all black people smitten with the curse of Ham, openly shamed without choice before all mankind by wearing witness of Ham's sin? If so, how does the Medrash juxtapose this point with the concept of Lashon Hara? Gary from Valley Village, California, USA. First of all, I looked up the Medrash, and I can't figure out this idea of came to his wife to save her face. That's not mentioned there. What it mentions is that two creatures had relations when it was forbidden in the ark during the year that they were there during the flood, Ham and the dog. And Ham, because of that, was punished. Not that he was cursed. It was not a curse. The curse was given to his son Canaan to be a slave. That was the curse of Noah. In fact, Chazal say that the reason that Canaan was cursed and not Ham, because Ham was blessed by God when they went out of the ark, and he couldn't be cursed because he was blessed. So Ham was not cursed, but rather it was a punishment. And it was for his sake that he should realize he did something dark, in the dark, and that he should remember to repent for his sin. The fact that it applied to his descendants is because once God changed the pigment of his skin, nature, God works through nature and doesn't do things that are out of nature. Naturally, his descendants also got the same genes and remained black-skinned. For them, though, it had no intrinsic meaning. It was just another color of skin, like there are other red skins and yellow skin and so on. So having dark skin or black skin is not necessarily a curse. Others say that it wasn't even the black skin that was the punishment, but the punishment was that Ham would live in places out in the exposed to the sun, in hot places, in the jungle kind of places, where it would be necessary for them to have a black pigmented skin. It's not the skin itself that was the punishment, it was the where they would live that would necessitate that. In addition, even if it were a curse, which seemingly it was not, a person can change a curse and become blessed. Eliezer, Eved Avram, the servant of Avram, was also from the progeny of Ham, and he became a blessed person because he served Avram, because he himself was an exemplary person. So it's not the color of one's skin that makes one cursed or blessed. Besides that, a curse is not necessarily to hurt the person, but it's to give him the ability to deal with a problem that he has as a reminder or whatever, or to, the word klala means to reduce, diminish, the opposite of a bracha, which means to increase. And therefore, Ham was prone to promiscuity, to things that were not 100% proper, and therefore he had this reminder of the dark sin that he did in the dark, which would help him to control that. Again, the fact that it went on to his children was not a punishment for them or a curse, just a natural result, and therefore had no specific meaning to it per se.